It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and Michelle.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, where two adult daughters are at Disneyland and are rethinking every aspect of their lives. I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Michelle.
That was, I think I misquoted Dale. Dale came up with that.
Yeah. We have a special guest today. We have so many special guests today.
Well, first of all, we're recording at Disneyland.
Yes.
On Tom Sawyer's Island,
correct,
currently. We tried to find a quiet corner, and then the canoes came by, and now the Columbia's coming by. Oh, and then you can hear that in the background.
Or maybe they can't, because the audio quality is so great.
It's so great. But we're here with a special guest today, Michelle.
Mr. Dale. Ladies and gentlemen, proof that I have a boyfriend, Dale Drum.
Or hello. We have enough money to hire an actor.
Either way, you made it.
So we're going to Galaxy's Edge today.
In a few hours.
In a few hours, yes. We're going with the beautiful Tiffany Mink.
I love her.
And her boyfriend and Aldi. But first, we want to talk about some news.
We begin today with breaking news.
So Galaxy's Edge opening went smoothly.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything bad about it. I went on Monday, so this will be my second time going today.
And I have never, ever been in my life.
You will have gone today. By the time this podcast comes out, you will have gone.
Oh, I'm so excited. Hi, future me.
Hi. So Dale is very amused by us right now.
Yeah, he's just standing around judging us.
We're actually currently looking at the line to get into Galaxy's Edge. So what they do is they gather you in a section. There's three different meeting areas, and then you get to slowly go into the park. We don't know which entrance we're going to go into today. I went in through the Critter Country entrance when I went on Monday.
I kind of hope we can do that one because I want to see like where Rise of the Resistance is.
Yes.
Which I'm super excited about that attraction because, like, I was thinking that this attraction, the Han Solo one,
Smuggler's Run,
pew pew pew, that it was the E ticket, but it's not.
No,
it's this is like a C ticket.
Yeah, C or D ticket.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's a C.5.
So, yeah, it's, you know, like you studied for your test a little bit, but then like you partied the night before and you just get like that 75 and you're like, this is good.
This is fine.
I'll do well in the final.
Yeah.
So, I didn't hear anything bad happening. I know some people had issues with, like, the Cantina and Savvy's, but they've already fixed that. So, our news this week is a lot of Galaxy's Edge-centric news, because that's all anybody's talking about.
It's true.
So, I've heard that plastic forks... So, when I went to Galaxy's Edge, they had the sporks, the metal sporks. But now I've heard they're alternating that with plastic forks. So, we'll find out today officially which they're using.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are stealing them.
And selling them on eBay.
And selling them on eBay. I wish that they would just sell them and then I could buy one.
That's a great idea.
Officially. Please, Disney, please do this.
See, I want one so then I can dress it up like Forky.
Oh, it could be your space Forky.
I'm trash. Did you guys see that trailer?
No. Oh, no, I did, yeah.
And this is Forky. I'm trash. I'm like, me too.
A friend invited me to the premiere and I can't go because it's on a Tuesday and it's my nephew's birthday.
Ugh.
And just, it's in Hollywood and that's very far away.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I also, they started using a virtual queue at Oga's because the first few days, people were going and standing in line for 2 hours to get in and not experiencing the rest of the park.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went on Monday, you went in and you actually stood in a line to put your name down. Then they called us back an hour and a half later. And then we got to go, and then we waited in a 20-minute line, then we got to go into the cantina. So this week, we're going to do more of our first impressions, and then we're going to do a second episode the following week, where we're going to do a little more in-depth analysis of my two trips and Michelle's one trip.
Yes.
So this is a very off the cuff.
Off the beaten path.
We literally are off the beaten path right now, in the back corner. And then I also heard that Savvy's will eventually have advanced reservation system, but I heard that's not going to happen until probably July.
Oh, okay. And when is...
Rise of the Resistance.
When is that scheduled to open? Fall?
It's not scheduled, but I've heard it's not going to be open until December or possibly even 2020.
Wow.
Yeah, they're having a lot of issues, supposedly, with the trackless ride system. I don't know.
But they have it at Mystic Manor and Winnie the Pooh.
Well, this is like such a grand ride that I think there's just nothing quite on the scale. And, you know, this is all alleged. This is just stuff I've heard. I've heard it goes like multiple floors. Like, it just goes all over the place.
I've heard there's a Kylo Ren animatronic.
Oh.
And one of the attractions is that you get to kiss him.
You do get to kiss him and he has his shirt off and he just yells at you and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so far I've enjoyed, I mean, we'll get more into it later. I've enjoyed my experience at Galaxy's Edge. It didn't feel overly crowded.
The parks are not crowded
at
all.
Not
it's
at
Saturday
all.
And we got here at 8 And then we've done 9 rides. No, 10, because Pirates is 10?
Yeah.
No, 9.
I've done 0. All I've done is eaten. I came and met them later.
Yeah. But, like, that's really good. I think we're going to hit up Splash, Tony Baxter's baby. Tony Baxter's baby!
Thank you, Uncle Tony.
Oh, I love him so much.
Dale, do you have any opinions on Galaxy's Edge?
Maybe.
He will later. Dale is a man of few words. D23 panels were announced, at least the major ones.
So exciting.
So the Disney Legends panel will happen Friday at 10:30 a.m. And it's August, I believe, 23rd through the 25th.
Sometime in August.
Yeah, sometime in late August.
Just Google it. Be safe and Google it.
Don't go by what we say.
Yeah, we don't know
anything.
This
is just an opinion. Opinions only reflect Michelle and Jasmine.
And neither of our mothers.
Neither. That is a very good point. Neither of our mothers. My mom would like you to eat healthier options when you go to Disneyland.
And my mom would like me to not sound so nasal, but here we are.
Here we are. What can we do? Hello, Michelle's mom. I know you love me.
Hi, Mom.
And then that same day on Friday, they will have a Disney Plus preview, which will happen at 3:30 that day.
I thought you meant plus, like Disney Plus size. Yes. But you mean Disney Plus, yes. Like the new streaming service. Mm-hmm. Got it.
I would love Disney Plus size, and it's just starring me and Michelle.
Hello!
Modeling
all the clothes. And then we have, like, our own talk show where it's like,
yes.
It's like this, but it's every day.
Yes.
So it's like The View.
Sorry,
and then everyone. We have, what do you call it? Like, guests come on, like... Mm-hmm. Tony Baxter and...
End of list.
Others.
And Joe Rohde and Disney Daddy. Improv exercises right there.
That's right. We did it.
And then I don't know if this is controversial, but this is new. The Walt Disney Studios panel will take place at 10 a.m. on Saturday. That's not the controversial part. The controversial part is that it's supposedly combining the animation and live action panel into one.
That's just going to be a lot of...
Chaos.
People... Yeah. I mean, I'm not planning on going to panels. Mm-hmm. Saturday, you and I are going to... I'm looking at Dale. I'm going to be dressed as...
Your mom.
Belle.
Yes.
And you're going to be...
Belle's mom.
Belle's mom.
Dale agrees.
Okay. I don't know what you're going to be.
Dale's good at
Probably
improv.
Captain America.
He could be Beast America. Captain Beast.
Oh, my gosh. And I can be Belle Oh, guys. Okay. Somebody sketch this out for us. Captain America Beast crossover and Belle Peggy Carter crossover.
Yes.
Make it so.
Make it so.
Make it so. Kennedy.
Hopefully, Michelle and I will have some business cards to hand out. We'll both be there. Dale shaking his head.
Dale's
she's like, we should do the business card tonight. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And she never reminds me. And
that
whatever
is 100% not true.
I need you to sit next to me and we can do it. And
so I have to spoon feed you.
Yeah.
Will Spork from Galaxy's Edge. we will be there.
We'll be there. We'll give out hugs, high fives.
Little dinner, after dinner mints. No, we won't.
Oh.
We could. I love after dinner mints.
We should get, like, lifesavers.
We should. Be like, save your life and listen to our podcast.
Oh, my gosh. That's so good.
Ideas.
This is great.
Marvel, the MCU universe, will reportedly announce its Phase 4 official lineup on that Saturday panel.
Ooh.
So if you've ever been to D23, the longest lines, most popular panels are the live action and the animated panels. So they're combining that into one. That's the one where, the convention is Friday to Sunday. You'll see people Thursday night already lined up.
Yep.
To go to this. So this will be interesting. Now, this is the only panel. So I'm going to obviously be going to, like, little panels. I'm probably not going to try these big ones, except...
Little panels. It's a quiet
panel. on Sunday at 10:30, they're going to have the Disney Parks panel hosted by Disney Parks President Bob Chapek.
Ooh.
I want to go to that. I feel like that's going to be a hot ticket item, but I'm going to try.
I would like to go to that. Also, they're going to have, like, a designer Disney situation.
Ooh.
So the Cinderella ball gown will be out. Giselle's ball gown will be out. Some Cruella stuff from 101 Dalmatians will be out.
Now I have to cosplay and wear my costume so I can show everyone that mine's better than the one from the movie.
Yeah.
No, I just wouldn't do panels. I've never gotten to go to a panel except for one that my friend got me into. So I just want to go and do just panels and go see the park stuff. Michelle's eyes are glazing over as I'm talking about this.
All I'm thinking about is cosplaying and buying and going shopping.
I'm going to do some shopping. Going to hang out in the vintage section and talk to all the older people who are my peers. all the older,
emotionally,
all the older men and women who saw the, you know, Tommy Kirk album. And we'll talk about Annette Funicello and how they saw her one time at, you know, Whiskey a Go-Go. I just made that up.
Allegedly.
No, she'd be more like Tiki Bar or like,
yeah,
Enchanted Tiki Room. Oh, now we have the Mark Twain coming by.
Hello.
You hear some narration. That's what that's from. So this is interesting. Guests at Volcano Bay report electric shocks when they're in the water. So this is a Universal Studios Hollywood, Orlando Park. Orlando, the Paris of the South. The Orlando Park closed early last week after some employees were hospitalized and guests reported feeling shocks in the water. Now that's always a good feeling when you're in the water and you're like, ooh. A little buzz there.
My bottom.
My wakes me up.
That sounds very scary.
So when we go to Orlando, the Paris of the South.
Yes. We're going to wear those t-shirts.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. Tiana is on the Mark Twain going around. Yes. Oh, she's up there on the second row. Do you guys see her?
I see her, yeah.
Tiana! She's like, no.
She's greeting children right now.
Yeah, she's talking to kids. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. I want to ride the Mark Twain now.
I think she's always, every time I've been on her there recently, she's on there.
Oh, that's pretty dope. Dope-tastic. Anyway, sorry.
Yes.
Volcano Bay. Sad things.
Sad things. So when we go to Orlando, I mean, I think we wanted to do a day dedicated to water parks, but you want to do Typhoon Lagoon.
I love Typhoon Lagoon. Like, yeah. Like, there's a water roller coaster.
I want to go on that. It's a roller coaster of love and water.
That's right.
I'd still want to go to Volcano Bay one day. I'm hoping,
oh, for sure.
I'm hoping to eventually go to Universal Orlando. Like, I want to be that person who goes like twice a year. I want to make that part of my life. Yeah.
That would be cool. That's what I used to do when my parents lived there, but now that they don't, I think I'll probably still try to do it at least twice a year, cuz then it's nice, cuz you don't have all this pressure to do everything at once.
And then you can get away from Dale.
Bye.
Our last bit of news.
I mean, that's not cool. I'm sad that happened, but the...
No one was, like, seriously injured, though.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But, you know,
I hope they fixed it.
I'm sure they fixed it. I'm sure, yeah. Because it's open again.
Oh, okay.
It's eel. Did Dale just say it was eels?
Is it eels?
Electric eels? Maybe.
It's Flotsam and Jetsam. Mr. Dale unleashed eels in the water. You heard it here first. Allegedly.
The amoeba's grew into eels.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Dale. There is a new parade coming to Disneyland in 2020. People are very excited.
They're very excited about that new parade coming.
About that, they are very excited about. It's tentatively called Magic Happens.
Ooh.
I just keep singing Miracles Happen from Princess Diaries.
Miracles Happen.
Michelle has to keep everything under 5 seconds. That's the rule. So you did it. Good job.
Thanks. I hate it.
Half the time I do just have to edit out Michelle singing, not because it isn't lovely, just because I'm worried about copyright issues.
That's right.
Michelle loves to sing. She has joy in her heart.
Beautiful music.
And Jasmine. So I'm excited about this new parade. I mean, I'm not a big parade person just because I'm not a fan of standing in one place.
Mm.
And, like, if I could be in the parade, like Michelle and the Tanner family in the episode of Full House.
I thought you were talking about me. I was like, yeah. I was in the parade.
You
I
were?
Was in two parades.
Oh, but, like, you're paid to do so.
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't just like you won princess for the day.
No. I don't think that's a thing.
That you know of. You haven't won it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
an elite club.
You're Stephanie and I'm Michelle in this situation.
Okay, but I've actually done it, so.
And I pushed in front of you and I rubbed the lamp and nobody did anything about it. and then, so this week in Disney history. On June 12th, 1957, the Monsanto House of the Future opens in Tomorrowland. Now, we've done an episode on Adventure Through Inner Space,
mm-hmm.
and that is also presented by Monsanto.
Monsanto!
Monsanto! I always wanted to tour that House of the Future. I still feel like it would be cool, even though everything...
It's so retro.
Yeah, it's so retro. I feel like its style is cyclical. Technology is cyclical. I don't
know. No, Dennis. Nobody needs a beeper.
Everybody needs a beeper.
Oh, this one has a pedometer. Oh, wait, no, this one doesn't. That retro-futuristic is super in right now.
Yes.
And I love it. I mean, I think it's groovy.
I still stand by if they had never remodeled... I mean, hindsight's 2020.
Yeah.
If they had never remodeled Tomorrowland, I feel like that style would be more popular than the current one just because that style is popular again.
Yeah.
And, you know, the steampunk definitely had its day, and I think it will have it again. But currently, I think that retro look is very très chic. Ooh la la.
Très bien.
Do you have any commentary on the news?
Neckbeards are steampunk. So we should not bring steampunk back, because there will be neckbeards everywhere. And that's a plague on the society.
And that is...
You're welcome.
That is News Corner with Mr. Dale. Neckbeards are a plague on society. You heard it here first. So that's the news. I want to talk about expectations for Galaxy's Edge. I won't chime in too much because I've been there, and I feel like...
So why don't you ask us questions, okay, and then Dale and I can answer them.
What are you worried most... Okay, Dale is sitting on Michelle's lap.
This is a weird part of our relationship.
What are you most nervous about in terms of the reservation process or getting in?
Oh, as far... Most... Actually, neither of those things. I'm more nervous about not liking it.
Mm.
Because, like, I'm a medium Star Wars fan.
I'm a heavy Star Wars fan, but I don't like new Star Wars. Because... Mm.
Dale likes neckbeards. What attraction or item or merchandise are you most excited about?
Go.
I'm most excited about... I just want to see... Like, I'm most excited about the feeling. Like, I'm hoping... I've just heard so many people say, like, it feels... Oh, I've heard a lot of people just say, like, it feels like you're in a different place. It feels like you're in... A whole new world. And
without Will Smith.
Without Will Smith or that cutie. What's Aladdin's name?
Mina
Savari. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's an actress.
Mina Savari, yes. Very attractive man. Let me call him that.
Yeah, I'm just excited to, like, because, like, I know how cool it was to see Potter the first time, mm-hmm, and I felt like I was there, and I felt like I was part of the story. So I'm excited to have that. What are you excited about, Dale?
The lightsaber building thing. I haven't really seen anything about any of the rides, so I have no idea what any of those are even like.
There's only one ride right now.
Well, yeah, but I haven't seen anything for them, so I have no expectations for any of it.
Zero expectations.
I have good expectations. I hope it's good. But if it sucks, I'll be like, all right.
I had no expectations anyway, so who cares? Are you excited to try any food or beverage item?
I'm excited to try some ribs I saw, mm-hmm, Tiffany Mink had. What are you excited about?
I have no idea what food is there.
But
except the drinks. I did have a recommendation for the fizzy drink with the foam on it.
I heard that makes your mouth numb, too.
That's probably why he wants me to eat it.
We should get our tongues tattooed. Pierced after that, then.
They have tongue piercings right after you have that drink.
Oh, very nice. It's part of the land.
Are there any characters you're excited to see?
What's his name? Kylo Ren.
How could you forget your husband's name?
Sorry.
It's tattooed on your butt.
It is. Fun fact, Dale cosplays Kylo Ren, and I was like, yeah, okay. I am into that.
How come I've never seen it in public? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How come? I'm excited to just, like, have a new experience. Look, I am not the biggest Star Wars fan, so I'm a little nervous that I'm not going to get it, mm-hmm, or understand it all, but, like, yeah, cool, I'm here, let's do this. And I really hope I eat my words. Like, that's my biggest hope, I think, is to be like, oh shoot, I'm really excited.
I mean, it is definitely, I mean, I am a big Star Wars fan too, so I don't know what it's like to go in not knowing stuff about it.
I mean, I know a fair amount of stuff. Like, Dale, ask me a trivia question.
What's the planet the clones are made on?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
I asked you it this morning.
It's Clone Planet.
Clonson?
Yeah.
Clonson.
Nailed it.
McClone-ter.
No, what is it?
Perfect.
Cool. What is, it's something Clo.
No.
It's something with a C.
Sarlacc planet.
Colloquialism.
Utopia.
Camino.
El Camino.
Oh, that's how I should have remembered. El Camino.
El Camino,
okay.
The clone.
Camino. Okay.
And you're gonna ask me that. I really, it's very immersive. I went in with high expectations, and it exceeded it for sure. I shouldn't say that, though. I don't want to, like, build it up too
and
much.
And I'm going in with no expectations, so.
So it's definitely going to exceed that.
It's only up from here.
Yeah.
Which milk are you going to try, blue or green milk?
Blue.
Blue? Dale?
Neither.
Really?
I don't think milk's a good choice in this heat.
But it's not really milk. It's coconut milk.
I hate coconut. Oh, okay. With a fiery passion.
Like when I sent him pictures of coconuts and he's like...
I will say I hate coconut too, and it you can't taste it in there. It tastes the blue one to me tastes like Starburst, and the green one tastes like Skittles.
Ooh,
but it has more of a,
green then.
Yeah,
Skittles.
It has more of a floral aftertaste. It reminds me a little of Persian tea in that it has like a floral aftertaste.
Ooh,
It just depends if you're. I'm personally not into that, but it, like it's just it's like the two desserts. Tiffany was asking me which one do you like better, and I'm like, it's like, do you like raspberry fruit desserts or do you like chocolate desserts? They're both equally good, and we're definitely gonna try both desserts. I think we should get all the food items.
Okay.
What's your agenda for the day besides lightsabers? To have fun?
To make magical memories with some of my favorite people.
Aww. We've had several people walk by too and just look at us like, what are they doing?
We're making memories.
We're making memories. So I think, do we have anything we want to add before we go in?
No, let's go.
So we're going to go into the park. In a couple hours, we might add a little bit to this here and there as we go around, but I doubt it.
We'll try.
Yeah, we'll
have definitely talking about it when
I think we're in line. We should talk about
in line, and also like when we're eating.
Yes, and then we're gonna do a little post review after we go into the land. So we have the 5 to 9 time slot.
I'm so excited to see it at Magic Hour and at night.
I haven't gotten to see it at night yet.
All right.
So yeah, we will talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye. It's really hot. I mean, it's not really hot, but like it's been a cooler few weeks, and then all of a sudden it's like
it's been a cooler few months.
And then all of a sudden it's 80, so we're all like dying. Where normally we would just be like, oh, it's 80, but now we're like, oh, we're dying.
And it's humid, and normally California is so dry.
Yeah, like this would feel so good, but it's humid.
This
California is cosplaying as Orlando right now.
Yes, it is cosplaying. It's the what is it? Anaheim is the Frankfurt of the West. I thought that up this morning.
That's very good. I like it.
Again, makes no sense. So we're by Launch Bay right now waiting to check in. Unfortunately, then after that, we have to go all the way over to the other side of the park.
To Critter Country.
To Critter Country and go in. And then we will party down. And then we will report back and let you know how it was. I guess by the time this airs, like, I was going to say, fingers crossed we get lightsabers, but, like, we will already have known by the time this comes out.
So, hi, future us.
Hi, future us. Suspense.
Thrill.
Because if I don't get a lightsaber, I'm going to end up just buying so much more crap I don't need at the outpost. Like,
I'm going to steal one.
You're going to get a Porg.
But you can come tomorrow.
I mean, no, but I have to, I'm going, because it's my sister's
birthday. Oh, right. Oh, thanks, Jade.
Yeah, thanks, Jade. Plus, I need to edit tomorrow anyway.
Thanks, 1313 Harbor, the podcast.
And, like, physically, I just can't do 2 long Disney days. I'll
thanks,
just
die. Physical.
Thanks, body. Thanks, being in my 30s. So we will talk to you after we go into the land, and you'll see how it is.
Yes.
Yes. So we just finished our reservation at Galaxy's Edge. It was very crowded.
It was surprisingly crowded, considering that, like, everyone's told me... So this was my first time. Mm-hmm. This was your second time.
Yes.
And Dale's first time. Mm-hmm. Everyone's told me, like, oh, like, you can wield your lightsaber around. No mm-hmm. one's there. They underdid the
reservations. They didn't, like, fill it up as much.
Yeah. And then I went, and I was like, it is so crowded.
So we went. We didn't get to go to Savvy's.
No.
We went, and that was the first thing we did was we stood in line. We got in about 10:50. We got in, like, 10 minutes late because Tiffany was rescuing a dog.
Yeah, because she's an angel.
She's an angel. And, well, luckily, within 5 minutes, they told us, like, nope, there's no more reservations. It was definitely, when I went on Monday, like, there was no line, like, the longest line was, like, 20 minutes, except for Oga's Cantina, which we did not do. We went on the Smuggler's Run twice, which was fabulous.
What positions were you?
I was the gunner the first time, which I've been the gunner before, and then I got to be the left pilot the second time.
And then I was engineer the first time, which I loved, and then... Gunner the second time, which I didn't like as much. And what were you?
I got gunner the first time, and then I was pilot the second time because my beautiful girlfriend gave me the pilot.
Yes. Yeah, Dale and I were left and right pilot. I made him be right pilot because I think it's hard. Up and down is harder than left and right.
And I really wanted to be gunner, and then I was gunner, and I wasn't that crazy about it.
I liked gunner, but definitely pilot was the best one.
Yeah, pilot's the best.
Yeah.
I really liked engineer.
I feel like...
But I haven't done pilot. So hyperspace and everything.
I think Dale and I were really good pilots.
Yeah.
I only crashed twice, which got me 50% accuracy, which was like, this is stupid. but, like, okay, that second pillar, though, that literally, like, it's like you lower, and it's like you're in the cloud, like, out of the clouds, and it literally was there. And I tried to turn, and I could not. And I I didn't hit the brakes in time. That was another, because I could, no button was flashing.
To be fair, there were no brakes.
There were no brakes.
Just
yes.
like Rex, brakes, yes. brakes, where are the brakes?
And you really like thud when you hit it.
Yeah.
What did you think of the food? We went to Docking Bay 7.
The pot roast.
That was good. That's only at dinner.
Was so good.
That was good. We got the ribs. The ribs were good. So they stopped serving sporks. Or they had some, but they told us that they were out at the time, so we had to use plastic forks.
Right.
It was
really hard to eat.
It was really hard to eat the ribs. Luckily, we got a knife, and we were able to kind of use them. But it was still really difficult. The desserts were good. I like the chocolate cake better.
I like the raspberry cake.
And we had to pound them at the end, and I think we freaked out some people because we were shoveling them in our mouth.
Yeah, we were. Dale was like, "Hey, we have 2 hours left, and we haven't ridden the ride, so we like unhinged our jaw and shoved some cake in there."
And then I had 2 blue milks. Count them, 2.
I had 1 blue milk.
And then at the very, I feel like we're talking so fast because I'm like trying to remember everything. Then I didn't do too much shopping just because like the line to the antiquity shop was so long.
Yeah, which was kind of a bummer because I really wanted to see inside
What's
there.
The problem with that place? I think like all the shops are really small, so you can only get like, 10 people in there at a time, and then they have to cut it off. So there's lines for every store. Yeah.
Right, and then like there was, I'm sure like once I understand the land a little bit more, this will be cool that there are no signs for anything.
Yeah.
But for my first time, I was like, where's the bathroom?
Well, yeah, it was really difficult. Like, I wanted napkins for our food, and there's no signs where the napkins are. You just gotta go figure it out.
I definitely mobile ordering saved the day again, but again, like at the blue milk stand, you had to like both check in and like go up to them and like wait in a line, and then they gave you your blue milk. It was just a shorter line. Huh. But then the second time, it was, like, just ready to go. It was really busy the first hour and the last hour, and, like, still busy in the middle, much busier than it was Monday, but, like, more tolerably busy, I would say.
Yeah, more comfortably busy. I loved the sound effects.
Yes.
The sound effects were, like, the standout effect that made it feel more immersive.
Mm-hmm.
That probably was my favorite detail.
What was your favorite thing out of the whole...
I like all the little details. Like, there was, like, battle droids in the things. There's, like, a bunch of probe droids. If you look in the cages, there's, like, a rebel trooper stuff in there. So that's pretty cool. Like, the little details you look for.
What about you, Michelle? Just the sound effects?
My favorite's definitely the sound effects. Like, you're standing by the Falcon, and you can hear it kind of rev up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And it was... I liked the sound effects because my favorite cue, Spider-Man,
yes.
at Universal, one of the things I love most about it are the sound effects.
I will say it being so crowded made the day go so much faster because on Monday we had, like, time to do everything. And then today it was just, like, you're waiting so much for everything that it's like, oh, 2 hours have gone by and we've done 2 things.
Yeah.
I have 3 things. I like the shopping a lot. I like the marketplace because that was not too bad in terms of crowd. I like the blue milk. I had 2. And I liked being...
You almost had 3.
I was going to have 3 and I had to talk myself out of
but
it.
But she's driving home,
yeah,
so...
Yes, yeah, I got to be safe. And I honestly loved being pilot. Like, being pilot on the Millennium Falcon. And I made Dale do the light speed because it was too much pressure. But I got to hit the boosters and I did it both times.
She did it perfectly both times.
I will figure out the brakes again. But that was amazing.
Oh, and we met a new friend named Josh.
Yes, we did. We meet Josh. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
He listens to the podcast. It was nice to meet somebody who listens. So now we have, it's not just our friends listening. It's people who we don't know.
Yes.
Well, Josh is our new friend.
Yes. So I guess that kind of cancels out people that we don't know. But
not before today.
Right.
So, hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
You're awesome. And then on the way out, I would say that was one of my favorite things. We were just walking by. We were literally exiting. And Ray comes up to us, and she likes my little things in my hair. I forgot what she called them. Everyone had a different name for it. I have these little, like, butterfly things in my hair. And everyone had a different name. And just, we had, like, a normal conversation with her. And I was waiting for Michelle to be like, you and Kylo should kiss.
Well, me and Kylo should kiss.
Yeah.
But, she was super cool. So, Jasmine is wearing a Princess Leia Empire Strikes Back Cloud City dress from her universe.
Yes.
And I'm wearing a Princess Leia Hoth vest from her universe.
Not a sponsor, just great, great company. So, this is our, I guess, part 3 recording.
No, part 4.
Part 4? Oh, yeah, you're right, part 4.
Yeah.
So, we tried to record at the park at the end of the day, and then guess what happened? It was the fireworks. And we, you know, didn't want to just sit there for another 20 minutes while the fireworks went on. We were all tired and wanted to go home, so we decided to just record at my house.
So here we are.
So here we are. So we did like a really brief summary of our experience there. We can go into more detail. I feel like at least for me personally, it was a bit of a lull. Not a lull. It was very crowded at the beginning. Then I feel like around halfway after we ate, then, like, once we got in the Millennium Falcon, then it was, like, a great trip after that.
Yeah, that's how I felt, too. Like, at first, I walked in, and I loved the transition from Critter Country to Batuu. I loved that. And because it was a slow burn.
Yeah.
And, like, it wasn't until after the train tracks that, like, the lights started to change, and it you know, versus when I was standing near the First Order section, I could clearly see Frontierland.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of a bummer.
Like cowboys in space.
Yeah, don't worry. I love...
Firefly.
Firefly. Firefly cosplay.
Oh, does Disney own Firefly now? Because Disney owns Fox?
Yeah, probably they own
Firefly. I think J.J. Abrams owns
Yeah, so then that's double owned. No, it's not J.J. Abrams. Bad Robot, right? Joss Whedon.
That's whatever. Yeah, that guy. Same person.
and so he worked with Avengers, so Disney owns his soul. So technically Disney owns Firefly. Yep. It's canon.
Maybe I'll try watching it again.
You heard it here first.
Write it down, folks.
Don't watch the movie, it's sad.
Anyway, okay. Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, Galaxy's Edge. So, I mean, it wasn't, now looking back on it, having a day of, like, not even a full day, like 12 hours of thought. I did have an overall good experience. I don't want to talk about my Monday experience till next week's episode when we do, like, a general review. This is just based on this most recent trip.
Okay.
Yeah, it was definitely more crowded, which made it less enjoyable, but is that shocker where it's like, oh no, the crowds made it better. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, the crowds were kind of a bummer because we couldn't do antiquities. Mm-hmm. We couldn't go into the cantina.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't do lightsabers. We couldn't build our droid.
We tried to buy something for a friend and it was sold out that was the first thing we did. And it was sold out as soon as we got into the land.
Yeah.
So that was sad.
So that was kind of a bummer, but the pot roast was really good.
The ribs were pretty good too. It would have been easier to eat. When I had a spork, it was a lot easier to eat. Unfortunately, so I put this on at least on my Twitter, that they ran out of, that they stopped giving the sporks, that they started giving plastic forks. So that is partially true. You can ask for a spork, but when we did, they told us they were out of them. And I saw a lady with a handful of them. So it's kind of hit or miss if you'll get a spork or not.
I really wanted to see one, but yeah. I don't know. That was a cool detail, the cutlery. But I love the sound effects in the land. That was my... there were two, this is so weird, two things that I loved about the land. One, there was a bottle station so you could refill your water bottle.
There were two.
I think at every water fountain they had
a bottle station.
They should put those in the whole park.
Yeah, they really should. It's much more green.
Yeah. So I loved that, and I love the sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
So the only sound effect that made me nervous was when we were eating, and it sounded like the thing on top of us was about to fall. It was like,
Michelle's like, everybody down.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I just want to eat my ribs. But then we went on Smuggler's Run, which I really liked.
We went twice.
Yeah, I was, does that sound weird? I was super surprised how much I'd like it.
No.
So at Smuggler's Run, you can be one of three positions. Mm-hmm. You could be
pilot,
engineer, and gunner.
Yeah. And they're duplicated. So two pilots, two gunners, two engineers.
So the first time I was an engineer and Dale was a
gunner
and Jasmine was a
gunner.
And then the second time I was a gunner and Jasmine was
pilot
and Dale was
pilot.
I was left pilot. He was right pilot.
Yeah. And there's a little different there.
Yeah. I was Han Solo. He was Chewbacca.
Is that your Chewbacca impression?
No. Ray Romano?
Not again, yeah. Ray Romano.
Chewbacca. Han.
I will have to say the thing I enjoyed out of all my trips by far the most, and the only thing I haven't done is the Droid Depot and Savvy's. I enjoyed being the left pilot on Smuggler's Run the most out of everything.
Jasmine and... I was going to say Jasmine and Michelle. You're Dale.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Jasmine and Dale were a really good team being the pilots of...
Even though we only got 50% accuracy, even though you
never
crashed.
I don't know where that comes from. I have no idea what the rank of score is from that.
I didn't hit the brake, and I hit two things. One thing should not have counted, because it literally...
Oh, the mountain that just came out of nowhere.
We came out of the clouds, and immediately there was a mountain, and I feel they set you up to fail. They set you up to fail there.
Yeah.
It was cool, though, because it was nighttime outside, and then when we came in that second time, it was nighttime in the thing, too, so that was really cool.
So that was, yeah, it was daytime the first time we did it, nighttime the second time we did it on the screen, and that was super cool. And then at the very end of the day, I think I talked about this briefly in our clip, we were literally walking out, and Ray, like, intercepted us.
Not Ray Charles.
Ray Romano. Ray Romano dressed as Chewbacca. Yes, it was Ray, the space person from the most recent movies.
The Last Jedi, starring Kylo Ren.
Yes.
Pex.
Yes. And End of List. Ray doesn't have a last name, just Ray McRae.
It's Ray Boop.
Boop boop. She came up to us. And then she had a British accent, and at first, I was just so tired. I was like, is this actress just British? Like, why is she talking to us in a British accent? Then I realized, oh, Ray is space British.
Yeah. But she's not, like, space cockney or something.
No,
she's
not.
Hey, governor.
Get in the trash, old dude. Let's go.
I was very impressed by her hair because it was her real hair. Don't let your children listen to this part. They didn't use a bad wig. They used, like...
A good wig.
Yeah, it was, like, definitely her real hair in the front. Mm-hmm. And then probably, like, they just put some stuff in the back, like a fall.
Yeah. I interrupted what you were saying. Fall in the back.
Yeah, and she was just very, like, good at her improv skills. We talked about, we flew her ship. She was cool with that. She liked my little butterfly things in my hair, but nobody said the word butterfly or flowers the whole time. They said, like, ear clips or things in your hair ornaments, like...
Creatures.
Yes, my creatures in my hair. But it was just, like, a nice little interaction, and it's cool that she's just walking around, and, like, you don't wait in line for the characters. It just feels very real.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the area, the resistance area right now, because there's not a lot there. So it was pretty empty. You could actually breathe a little bit. They had nice character interactions, because there was Chewbacca and Rey there. And then in the First Order part, it's just Kylo, but I didn't see him walking around.
No.
No.
And you even asked the people to see, when's Kylo coming out? And they're like, you want to see Kylo?
Yeah. So everyone is in character on Batuu.
And none of them are sympathizers of the First Order, which is a little bit of a bummer.
Which stinks because Dale and I are.
Yeah. Jasmine is a Jedi. I am a Jedi.
I am a Jedi! No, Dale and I are like, what's up, Kylo Ren? Let's do this. And... So I go up to one of the Batubians.
they can only say that. You can't say that.
Anyway.
The locals.
Like the blue milk, it's local.
Yeah. I was like, when is Kylo Ren coming? And she's like, you want Kylo Ren to come? And I'm like, yeah, he's got an 8-pack.
You're like, he's dope.
He's dope. And then she's like, oh. I'm like, she's like, who told you that? I'm like, Matt, the radar tech. He told me.
All I saw, I didn't hear any of this. I just saw Dale slowly pulling you away.
Save them. Save them from her.
And then we went
into... Their improv class didn't go this far. Like, oh.
And then we went... Dale and I went into the First Order store because we're like, give me the Kylo stuff. Give me. They had like... The store was just like a stormtrooper and a t-shirt. And then one sign that's like...
$800 Kylo Ren helmet.
Yeah. And then like a poster that was like, join the First Order. So I asked the cashier, I'm like, how do I join the First Order? And she was like, I need a grown up. I'm like,
we need Michelle to go there and train
get
them.
The blue milk.
I was like, it's a called a joke. It was just, I was like, never mind. You're fine.
You're too advanced for them.
And then I saw Kylo Ren on like in front of a ship and I was like
screaming at him.
Screaming. I love you.
Oh yeah. Take your shirt off. I remember that.
I did yell that. And then the lady next to us in line was laughing so hard. She's like, if there were not so many people, I would fall over. And I was like, cool.
And then I'm just going around saying, I'm a Jedi.
And I'm like, Kylo Ren has an 8-pack. Oh.
And then we were secretly spying on each other. But then what we didn't realize is that we're decoys. Like, we're both, both sides are like, we don't care about them. We're just like... Gonna let them distract themselves.
I know, like Dale and I applied for the First Order. Mm-hmm. Dale got in, and I didn't because they're like, "You're too perky."
He's a window washer.
Yeah, and I'm just like, so I'm just really proud of Dale being of like, "That's my boyfriend. He's in the First Order."
I just bring Ray her cantina.
You're like, here you go. Enjoy.
But yeah, I would say I liked. You did try.
I tried a sip of it. I'm not a fan of coconut, so I'm just kind of like, I wasn't really like a fan of it.
I liked the blue milk. We didn't try the green. I tried the green milk. I've heard a few people say they like it more, and I'm like, do you really like it more, or do you just want to be different? I like the blue milk. I like it so much. I had 2 cups. I almost had 3.
She almost had 3. Yeah. She was like, oh, guys, hey, you guys want some more blue milk? We're like, no. You're like, sure, it's on me. Everybody, you want some blue milk? Everyone's like, no, we're good, Jasmine. Like, are you sure? Because it's on me. Blue milk on me. That's Jasmine, nobody wants blue milk. You're like, but I'll buy it for you guys.
This little girl wants blue milk.
It's like an alcoholic. It's his only problem if you're drinking by yourself.
Like, well, I won't have blue milk, but if somebody else has
it. I guess they'll make me have some blue milk. It's like, all right, Jasmine.
I like it. You had a cup.
I did.
Did you like it?
I liked it.
I mean,
you're an addict.
Yeah, I'm an addict. I liked it all, not all, like, okay, let's say Butterbeer's a 9. I liked it like a 7.
Nice.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I crave it. I miss it already.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Her eyes just got all crazy.
So what else do we have to say about it?
What was your, okay, all three of us, what was your favorite part of yesterday? Go!
Han Solo, being the pilot of the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, pilot on the ship.
My favorite part was watching these two yo-yos being pilot. It was really cool for me, because these two, Jasmine and Dale are bigger Star Wars fans than I am, so it was cool seeing them love the land, because I'm like, cool. You know, I feel like it was similar to, like, the first time I saw Potter. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, maybe you don't get it, but, like... The owlry and da-da-da-da, you know. So that was my favorite part, was watching you guys, my little babies, my little children.
What was your favorite moment for, like, you, though, like, that you enjoyed besides, like, seeing us, though?
I really liked being the engineer.
Yeah, you did enjoy that, and you got 100%.
100%?
Yeah, you did not fail even a little bit.
Nope. It was pretty dope, and I liked engineer, because, like, at first I was like, ugh, of course I'm the engineer, the lamest one. Mm-hmm. But I thought Gunner was lamer.
Yeah, I would say, I think...
Especially since you found out you can hold the button.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just held down the button.
It just lowers your accuracy if you do that. But if you don't care about accuracy, it's like...
Well, if the money doesn't go to your account.
That's true, yeah, it's true. Yeah. I'll destroy this shit.
What do I care? So then I just... I liked Engineer because you get to do more clicky clicks.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more buttons to touch.
Oh, see, that's the only thing I haven't done yet is Engineer, so I'm excited about that. I would say if you're worried about difficulty, the easiest is probably Gunner on automatic.
Yeah.
Then I would say probably engineer. You said that was not that hard, right?
No, it's easy and it's cool.
And then I would say Gunner on manual is harder. And then I think pilot.
This is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I think I think up and down pilot's harder. But left and right.
Yeah, no, because you have a lot more buttons to do. Like, I just have to do the warp speed and then, hyperspace.
Light speed. Warp speed, isn't that Star Trek?
Yeah, that's why I'm sorry. Shame. Engage.
Make it so.
Make it so. I'm Han Solo.
Yeah, I had to just go up and down and do the light speed, and then you had to press all the buttons.
Yeah. I did look it up. So when I missed hitting the brake, and we hit the crate,
the first crate.
And it was very... abrupt, like you really hit it. I read online, I'm like, okay, what was supposed to happen? And it said a red button was supposed to be flashing. I don't remember seeing a flash.
I remember seeing some red buttons on my side, so maybe it was on my side.
No, but it said left. I looked it up, it was left hand pilot. This will haunt me to my grave.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, at one point when Jasmine was Gunner, she was watching the cockpit, and I'm like, Jasmine, and she's like, what? Hey
guys. Well, she was on auto, she's just hitting the button. I'm just like, this.
Yeah. Because the orange button lit up, and I was like, Jasmine, you're like, what?
I did get the missile, though. I did get the missile.
Oh, to pew!
And it's fun to do the reboot when the ship shuts off.
That's cool, to, like, turn it on.
Yeah.
Up and down pilot's hard, because I feel like there's more up and down obstacles. Or maybe I was just so good at going left and right, I'm like, this is easy. This is super easy. Because there was one point where we went around the corner, and I thought, oh, this is autopilot. I'm not doing this. And then I saw another video where the person crashed. And I'm like, I did it. I got us home. The spirit of Han Solo inhabited my body. And I was like, please don't leave.
I liked with the app, this will be way more fun, like, on a not busy day or a day that you can actually go into Smuggler's Run. No, at Galaxy's Edge. is you can do like these quests, mm-hmm. which I thought was really cool. It reminded mm-hmm. me of
Indiana Jones, where you had the little card you can translate the hieroglyphs on the thing.
Yes, it reminded me of that, and it also reminded me of like Perry the Platypus, Kim Possible. In Epcot, they had like a Kim Possible game for your phone, mm-hmm. and you could go to different places in mm-hmm. Epcot and like things would come to life. It also reminded me of Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. I like that fun interactive yeah. thing that's like, hey, I'm not just a day guest. I'm here a lot, so I want to do all the extra things.
Yeah, Tiff and I'll talk about that more. I keep saying I'll talk about that more in the next episode, and then I know I'm going to forget to talk about it. We did the Play app more on Monday, and that was a lot of fun. That's just... I think that will come more into play on later trips, because when you're there for 4 hours,
you have a time limit.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't want to like just sit around and like, I'm going to play with them. And I also, another thing I noticed is I feel all the cast members are like really ready to like role play. And they had like that one character with the blue hair who's going to be in the next movie. She was running around and like everyone was like, even like Chewbacca, obviously he had a crowd. But even Rey, like I feel like people weren't really interacting. And even the store people, like everyone was really into the character. And I feel like people weren't really interacting with them because, like, great, gotta get to.
That's how now. I was. I was like, and plus, I don't know how to speak the language.
It's kind of sucks to go through like a whole yeah. like thing to mm-hmm. talk to people, right?
Right. Yeah. Like, I was just like, hey, is there an AP discount? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, is there a credit reduction if you're? I'm like, mm-hmm. Yes or no.
One thing I did notice since Monday is they did say like. Monday, it was really confusing when they were asking for an AP discount. This time, it was something like where they said, like, oh, a credit reduction documents off-world. So when you hear the word reduction, I was like, okay, they mean a discount. So I do like that. I have yeah. noticed over the last week, things have been evolving. It is true, like, when something first opens versus a month later, how much things change. Like, yeah. already the sporks are gone. Already, like, so many things. Like, you can't get a lightsaber if you beg for it.
Right.
I mean, I remember I thought, like, I'm like, oh, nobody's going to do the lightsabers. It's too expensive. No, people are like, please, I will wait in line for you to take my money.
Yeah.
I will, you know, 3 days worth of pay or however much, you know, depending on where you work. Please take this money from me. Hi, this is Jasmine. I hope you enjoyed our special Galaxy's Edge episode. Next week, we will be doing an in-studio, and by in-studio, I mean in my room, episode recapping in a little more detail aspects about Galaxy's Edge, all of our favorite things, just going into a little more rich detail for you and giving you some facts about the land. Just a reminder, if you want to follow us, you can do so on Instagram at 1313 Harbor the Podcast, on Twitter at 1313 Harbor. We also have a website. It's 1313harborthepodcast.buzzsprout.com. We do now own 1313harborthepodcast.com. It doesn't work yet because I'm trying to build that website, get that over there, but you know, it will be there in the future. You can email us at 1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com. And I really want to know if you have any questions about Galaxy's Edge and any details you want to know, anything you want to know that we didn't answer in this podcast that you would like us to go over. Obviously, I'm going to talk about my merchandise a lot more. So thank you for listening. And Michelle and I are going to close out this episode. Anything else you have to say, Michelle?
Only one thing.
Till the spires. Bye.
Bye.